or the healing of the man with leprosy that I read from Mark chapter 1, the last verses of that chapter. And then we'll refer to the words that came a little before that story about Jesus praying alone and being sought by the crowds. But if we wanted a text for this evening, I'd actually find it in another one of the Gospels, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 20, where we read the words of Jesus, "But if I drive out evil by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come among you." Now the man with leprosy, verse 40, 41 and 42 of Mark 1. "A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured." The unique feature of this miracle of healing is, of course, that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the man. And the word for stretching out and touching is the word in the Greek haptonomy, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It means to attach oneself to. Not just to touch, but to hold on, to attach oneself to. And as you will know, in those days it was forbidden to touch, never mind to hold on, to someone with an infectious disease, such as leprosy, because the disease might spread. In 1966, 30 years ago, I was visiting a leprosarium in a place called Kochirira, which in the African language means the place of healing, which was a leprosarium on the borders between Malawi and Zambia. And there, I often shook hands with those with leprosy. But the experts tell us the disease there is different than the disease mentioned in the Bible. For the disease in leprosy, which you find in Africa and Asia these days, although infectious, is not infectious in this way. You don't get it by touching someone. But the skin disease, the dreaded skin disease, as the Good News Bible describes it, of our Lord's time, was very infectious to the touch. But Jesus, of course, did not become ill. On the contrary, life went out from him to the man with leprosy, rather than the disease traveling from the man to Jesus. Life went from Jesus to the man. Now, John Calvin and other commentators on the Bible say this is a picture of God stretching out his hand and attaching himself to us, in that the Son of God became one with us as a human being. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, in order that he might give us eternal life. I may have referred before to the painting of Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel in Rome, isn't it? Where you see a painting of God, as he imagines God, and man. And God is reaching over with his finger to touch the man, and the man is reaching back, and their fingers nearly meet. Don't quite meet, but they nearly meet. But the intention is that they meet and that they touch. Both are reaching out to one another in his picture. Maybe you've seen a picture of the picture. I'm sure many of you had. In Genesis 1, we read that God made man in his own image, male and female, and he breathed in the breath of life, and we became a living soul. So, right there in creation, God's hand and his breath gives us our humanity. And we see the wonderful finger of God and the hand of God in the birth of every new baby. The conception and birth of every new baby. When a new baby in his mother's womb is only a quarter of an inch long, that's about that long, his heart is beating, his eyes and mouth have begun to appear. after 6 or 7 weeks, brain activity has begun. Birth itself is a terrible shock to the baby. For the first moment, he experiences pain, cold, and bright lights. The newborn baby is an incredible mechanism, much more than a mechanism, but an incredible mechanism. In the baby's eyes, as in your eyes and my eyes, there are 125 million black and white rods that enable us to see in black and white. And then in each eye there are 7 million cones to enable us to see in color. And all these millions of rods and cones in each eye have to be there precisely in the right place, in the right order. And then that brain in that little child is more complicated than 50 million telephone exchanges, all connected up exactly right. The wires of every single brain have stretched outward, stretched from here to the moon and back. That's the finger of God, dear friends. Didn't happen by accident. That's the finger of God reaching out in creation and breathing. Sorry, his mouth breathes, he speaks the word. The hand of God is the Spirit of God, putting life into our humanity. But more than just a marvel of physical creation, God has instilled into us something of himself. We're not just slaves of this physical world. Our living and moving and our thinking is not just controlled by the laws of nature, which God created. He created the laws of nature, but they don't control us. Because we're free to love, to hope, to wonder, to think, to reflect, to decide. So God and man are joined together in a relationship that is unmatched, I believe, in the whole universe. He has stretched out his hand and created us. But deep in our human experience, there's a darker side too, isn't there? There's the rejection of God. There's jealousy, there's hatred, and there's an uncleanness in our humanity. Jesus said, out of the heart of man come all the unclean thoughts and the evil deeds. That's where they come from. These things that seek to tear apart our relationship with God. And so there's that little gap between the finger of God and the finger of man. A gap which, when Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the man with leprosy, was closed, as it were, showing when God stretched out his hand to us in Jesus, in his incarnation, his birth, life and death, the gap is closed. For in this darker corner of our lives, God stretches out his hand to reach out to us. Throughout all our life's history, in all our suffering, he too suffers. And the focus of that is at the time of Christ, when he comes not only to touch us, but to embrace us and take us through the cross into forgiveness, love, resurrection, and glory, heaven itself. In that picture of Michelangelo, God is reaching out to man and man's reaching out to God. And in this story of the man cured of leprosy, both reaching out, the leper calls out to Jesus. And it's a word which means to call him, to come near, to invite him. He came to the Lord and called to the Lord. And the Lord responded. And here's a simple question. Have you and I reached out to the Lord for forgiveness, renewal, and eternal life? We see this longing all over the world, don't we? That's why there are world religions. That's why religion never dies. Not all religions are good religions. Far from it. But they are a sign that we human beings recognize that there's more to life than just being born and living and shopping and working and trading and entertainment and dying. There's more to our humanity than that. And also we recognize that there's something that has gone wrong. So we're reaching out to God. The leper says, "If you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, we read, stretches out his hands. And literally, the word in the Greek says he's got bowels of compassion. Now, that's not very polite to us. We wouldn't think that polite to say that in our day and age. But it shows us at least that our emotions and wills are bound together with our insides. Physical, emotional, and spiritual lives belong together. I will, Jesus says. God has made a decision to cleanse our lives. And we read that the leprosy then departed from the man. Now that's a strong word, departed. It means literally to go away completely, to pass behind and be gone forever. It's the same word that is used in these words from Revelation 21. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. The old order of things has gone forever. And that's the same word as the word that leprosy departed from the man. And in the resurrection of Christ, he left death behind him forever. Now we too are called to stretch out our hands to those in need. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful." Now literally that word merciful means someone who gets inside another person's skin to feel as they feel, even when that other person's problem is his or her own fault. Nevertheless, we sympathize with them. We become one with them. That is what mercy is. And some of us a year or so ago were watching the film of Jackie Pullinger, who was that Christian missionary lady who went to Hong Kong. Prosperous and beautiful Hong Kong, except for one part of Hong Kong. That part of Hong Kong which the British didn't control, legally had no control over it, and nor did the Chinese. So it was a place without law and order, where the police couldn't go. So all the thieves and the drug addicts and the murderers ran away to this part of Hong Kong called the Walled City. And it was a place literally of filth and dirt and disease and death. Of drug addiction, prostitution, of drunkenness, and children were born there and that's all they knew. And they hardly saw the sunlight. And Jackie Pullinger went there and lived there. And through her prayer, many lives were changed. Many were set free from drug addiction. Stretch out our hands to and touch the unclean. But we have to be careful. We don't just go and do it. There is a preparation. Just before Jesus met with the man with leprosy, we read in verse 35 this. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. He needed to breathe in the divine atmosphere, to be alone for a while with God. And then the next verse we read, Simon and his companions went to look for him, but when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else." to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also, for that is why I have come. Notice Jesus was not available to those who came for him that time. Firstly, he had to spend time in prayer. And secondly, there were other people too he needed to see. So he had to go to another place. He had to make the decision. He couldn't be in two places at once. Now, 10 years ago, Eric Alexander was in this pulpit. It was my induction service, and I remember his sermon. I don't know if you remember his sermon. But he said that he had been at another induction service, and the preacher there had said in his charges to the minister that you must always be available, for Jesus was always available. And Eric said that as he was sitting listening, he thought, oh, that's a good message. But then he read in the Bible that Jesus wasn't actually always available. He had to spend time in prayer. And when he saw some people, he couldn't see others. Of course, that's not just a message for the minister and the congregation. It's a message for all of us, because we can't be in more than one place at one time. There may be many different people who are calling us to do this, that, or the other, to help this person or that person, and we simply can't do it. We have to commit it, though, and the whole thing, to the Lord in prayer. But this verse teaches us that you and I, not just me, but you, all of us, need time to pray, to reflect, to study, so that when we are available, we'll be strong in the Lord. And our prayer is reaching out, calling out, seeking the face of him who from the beginning of time has stretched forth his hand to us, to create us, to redeem us, and to hold on to us forever. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, our Father in heaven, we pray that you indeed will be with us as we call upon you. You gave us our life, our conception, our birth, the days on this earth, and finally our death and resurrection are all embraced in Jesus, so that we might be cleansed and renewed. And how much we need that every day of our lives. And may it be true for all of us here forever. For Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep guard over your hearts and thoughts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore.